Hello, I want to talk today about strategies to cope with ADHD at home and in the workplace. I'm Dr. Kirsten Hunter, clinical psychologist of 23 years, and I love talking about psychology with the public. So, ADHD or ADD, whichever, I'll just call it ADHD, can be really, really difficult with regard to staying on top of things at home and at work. So people with ADHD, they really struggle with attention, distractibility, concentration, starting a task, continuing, finishing a task. It's really tough. They can be overwhelmed when there's something to organize. A task can feel much too big for them. So it's not their fault at all. It's just how their brains are. So when you understand how your brain works and you can work with your brain, then life gets dramatically easier. So here's just a few tips that I've just discovered over many, many years collaboratively with clients. So first of all, at work, let's start there. Work has to have a meaning for you. You can't just go in and do mundane routine things because you're going to really struggle to concentrate. By the way, we're talking about off medication. Obviously, medication helps with all of this. Big fan for medication with ADHD if that's what people want to do. So at work, things have to be meaningful. The reason is that if you find meaning, then you can perhaps tap into your strength of hyperfixating, which is if something is of interest to you, then people with ADHD can actually be fantastic because they go down this rabbit hole and they really focus in and they actually forget everything else that's happening around them. And that can work well for work. So with work, when you're approaching a task, think, how can I find meaning in this? Am I going to enjoy getting the task done? Am I going to focus on how fast I can get it done? Am I going to focus on increasing an element of quality about it? Is it about the organization of it? I'm going to enjoy that, which is ironic. Or the tidiness of it? Or is there a question that I'm really learning about and I'm going to focus on that? So find meaning and try to create your hyperfixation. Really, really wonderful if you can do that. At home, a few hot tips, very common ones. Lists. The ADHD brain really struggles with organization. So if you write a list of all the things you want to achieve that day on one side, and on the other side, the kind of bigger picture things that you just want to get around to, the one day list, just to get out of your head. So the list on the left is today, and try to be realistic. And the list on the right is all, everything else, just to get out of your head. And so you keep, the skill is to write the list, and the second skill is to actually go back and look at the list. So I know a lot of people that have a whiteboard on their fridge. I know people that have a big notepad and they cruise around and they have it on the kitchen bench perhaps. So lists are amazing. Creating routine is good because then I know one lady who, you know, every Thursday night she cleans her house. That's just what she does. She can't do a bit here and a bit there through the week because her brain can't handle that. So one day she gets in and she does it and she's absolutely predictable and that works for her. Placement of objects, having routine for where you put your keys, where you put your handbag, where you put your wallet, where you put your sunglasses. if you've got kids, where do you put their uniforms when they take them off, if you're going to wear them bits of it the next day. So placement of objects, and that's about learning the skill of holding onto something and being mindful of where you put it down, which is not natural when you have ADHD. It's something you've got to learn. So you've got to consciously be saying to yourself, where am I putting this? Where am I putting this? I have a lot of people who say they walk into a room and forget what they're doing, why they're doing it. I know a lot of people that love post-it notes. And so when they're going to do something, they'll write a post-it note. They'll literally carry it around with them and just remind themselves of what they're doing. Otherwise, they're going to start doing one job and then step into doing another job because they'll see something and get distracted and forget what they're doing. So doing one job to completion is efficient, you know, and then you can move to the next, but you've got to support yourself. So some people literally walk around with post-it notes saying, right now I am doing this task one at a time. So I guess it's really about understanding how your brain works, giving yourself a lot of strategies to support yourself. Just quickly with kids, parents with ADHD kids get really frustrated because the kids won't follow their instructions. Firstly, only give one instruction at a time. Don't give three. That's a disaster. And with one instruction, understand that they're going to get distracted. So obviously they could be not compliant and, you know, not want to do it, of course. But most of the time, they've forgotten what they're doing. So you do need to keep priming them. And that's just how it is. You know, it's not the kids' fault. What else? If they need to tidy their rooms, don't tell them to tidy the room. They can't. Go into their room, bring in a coffee, bring in a magazine or something, and you have to be their organisational brain, their frontal lobe. And you say, okay, darling, let's just pop our shoes away. And the kid goes, okay, now we're going to just pop our clothes away. Okay, now we're just going to clear our bench by putting the pencils away. And the child's like, thank you, that's wonderful, because I can't organise my brain to clean my room. So the more we understand what's going on, the more compassionate we are, the more we can work with ourselves and hopefully be more patient and not blame the individuals. Because just like someone has colour blindness, we can't get angry at them for not seeing colour. It's the same with ADHD. You can't be angry at the person for struggling with their high level of distractibility and with their struggle with organising themselves. It's tough and they need support. So there you go, guys. Hope that's helpful. And I hope this is helpful for family members as well, you know, to understand each other. That's really important. So if you want to catch me online, Facebook and Instagram, Kirsten Hunter Author, and website kirstenhunterauthor.com, heaps of stuff on there. If you want to jump on, that'd be great. Take care.